Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be focusing in on one artist, Stevie Wonder. Well, Stevie was born Steveland Morris on May 13, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan. He's known as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. He was blind since birth, and he was signed to Motown in 1960. Let's hear some great Stevie songs.
Thank you. I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time. Till I come back, just a one more time when I come back. So goodbye.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Listening to Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
Things.
Well, that was Stevie Wonder with Nothing's Too Good for My Baby. That reached number 20 from 1966. And before that, a song that's really heard on the radio, Hey Harmonica Man, that reached number 29 from 1964. And we started off with the very first song that Stevie Wonder had that reached number one. That song was called Fingertips. Typically, you just hear part two on the radio, but that was the entire version, part one and part two, and that reached number one from 1963. Well, back then in 1963, they called him the 12-year-old genius. And though Stevie Wonder has grown older since then, the term genius still applies. That was the first of his 9 number one singles, that song, great song, Fingertips Part 2, and it was the second number one song for Berry Gordy's Motown Records Corporation. Well, that was 7 minutes long, and it was released on an album called The 12-Year-Old Genius, and it wasn't even considered for a single. But the reaction was so positive, Gordy decided to divide it into two parts and release it on a 45. Hence, part one was on one side of the 45 and part two on the second. Well, let's continue now with another number one song from Stevie Wonder, You Haven't Done Nothing, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Treat me like a fool.
kick me when I'm down. That's your rule. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Ooh. Oh, you never stop your cheating ways with another guy. You laugh in my face. I don't know why I love you. I don't know. You and me, baby. Oh. I don't know why I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Oh, darling, darling, darling. You throw my heart down in the dirt. Oh, you make me cry on this cold black. No, I never knew how much love could hurt. Oh, till I love you, baby, till I love you, baby, baby. Oh, baby, I can't stop crying, can't you see? Ah, here I'm pleading, on my knees, I'm on my knees. Won't you help me, please?
I Don't Know Why, a number 39 song from 1969, and we start off with a number 1, You Haven't Done Nothing, from 1974. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Stevie Wonder this entire hour on Motown Memories. Well, some of the songs that you'll hear and continue to hear are top 40 songs from Stevie Wonder, but songs that you may not be familiar with. Stevie had so many top 40 songs, and many of those songs are just not heard on the radio anymore. So this edition of Motown Memories will feature some of those songs, so you hear the known songs and maybe some of the songs you don't know. Well, a little bit more about the history of Stevie Wonder. He was born blind at birth on May 13, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan. His father's last name was Judkins, a name Stevie later used as a songwriter. And along with his mother, sister, and four brothers, Stevie moved to Detroit, where he sang in the Whitestone Baptist Church Choir. And he became, yes, a genius at the age of 12. Let's continue now with Stevie and another number one. This time, You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
I feel like this is the
A number 35 tune from 1968, and we started with a number 1, You Were the Sunshine of My Life, from 1973. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature this entire hour, songs from Stevie Wonder. Well, the radio was a big influence on Stevie, who loved to listen to many of Detroit's radio stations. His first musical instrument was a 6-hole harmonica, given to him by an uncle. Later, he would receive a toy set of drums, which the local Kiwanis Club would replace with real drums. A neighbor moved away and left Stevie her piano, in which he played music that sounded like his idol, Ray Charles. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we continue to feature Stevie Wonder. So keep it right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.